With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another version, a special edition of Bill Roden on Sports. I'm Bill Roden in an undisclosed location, upstate New York, and, you know, kind of catching our breath from the draft. You know, glad the NBA season is kind of over. We're dealing with free agency. We still have a little draft, a draft hangover. Bronny James held a press conference today. We'll talk about that a little later. We've got a very special guest to kind of give us some insight on the ins and outs of all things youth basketball. And but first, want to acknowledge my friend and co-host, great Jamal Murphy, holding things down in Brooklyn. Murph, what's going on, man?
Everything's good on this side. You know, like you said, we're going to be talking about Bronny James. I got a chance to watch some of his press conference, his rookie draft press conference, and we'll talk about that with our special guest. But before I introduce our guest, let me just give you a word from our sponsor. Bros Pod is, of course, brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played are available. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. So head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online, game starts here.
Bet shamelessly.
And speaking of Bronny, you can they're taking bets on him winning the rookie of the year. So we could talk about that. But first, like, as I mentioned, we have a special guest, friend of the program, big time, the great Khalid Green. He's a youth basketball extraordinaire. Scout, author, his book Free Game, check that out. Right. That's like a handbook for parents and kids, you know, getting into this youth game experience, how to use the game instead of letting the game use you. So once again, Free Game by Khalid Green, also a former Net scout, now currently with Overtime Elite. I'm pretty sure most people have heard of them by now. They have pros. They have NBA players, speaking of the NBA. But thanks for joining us, Khalid. What's up, man?
Thank you for having me, man. Peace to your family, and hope everyone's doing well out there, man.
Yeah, well, we know there's one person who doesn't need to read free game, Bronny James. They pretty much wrote the book, man.
Right.
So I'm curious, man. What, you know, I'm just curious because you've had so much experience at the youth level, the pro level. What was your reaction to Bronny James being drafted 55 by the Lakers and being in a position to play historically with his dad?
I think it's a legendary moment in sports. Like, you know, you're talking about, I think, the second best player or third best player that ever played the game. And he's going to be playing with his son. And, you know, that's a black man that's going to be playing with his son. So that's you can write that narrative in so many positive ways that, you know, I know people like to look for the negative, but I settle on the best part. And I see a lot of good in this. And, you know, a lot of people are talking, you know, have been addressing the so-called nepotism effect, but last I checked, Walmart's, the Trumps, the world, you know, Caucasian world is full of nepotism in all industries. So it's just shocking to some, even in our own community, to see it working, or somebody that, you know, is of LeBron's stature being able to pull a trigger the way he was able to pull for his own son. And it's only visible because he plays the game. But, you know, behind the scenes, this is very normal practice in all industries.
So, I mean, I guess there are a couple of thoughts. Just how good is Bronny? I mean, I think a lot of this goes to whether he was a worthy, you know, forget politics aside, if his name was, you know, Joe Smith, you know, with the same numbers, would he be drafted?
I think we know the answer is no.
I just want to hear the answer.
but he's Bronny James Jr. So that's a different type. There's different type of rules for him.
Yeah.
But in fairness to him, I think he is a good player. I think he is a good player. He had very pedestrian numbers this year, but a lot of that had to do with the fact that he didn't, you know, he had a cardiac arrest. He didn't start the season on time. And, you know, it just panned out that, you know, his son, he's now in the draft. He has a super powerful agent in Rich Paul, who called the shots. So this is to me, this is a celebration, because this is black people showing unity and showing their power in a powerful industry.
And yeah. So he goes
yeah, okay.
He goes 55, right? So it's not like he went 17 or they took him in the first round.
Right.
You know, the 55th pick, you know, as a lot of people argued, you know, most of the time we don't know who any of these guys are, you know, when you get to that to the late round stages.
Right.
I mean, he has potential. Right. I think 55 is actually fair for him. Like you said, he's come, you know, he had a lot of people point to the numbers at USC, but, you know, he almost died in the offseason prior to that. He doesn't start playing until I want to say around Christmas, something like that. So, you know, he came onto the team late. The team was a terrible team all around, really a shaky coaching job done by Andy Enfield, who took a job at SMU now. So with all that, and then his, you know, his raw athletic ability is there. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he probably has a 40-inch vertical. He's always been lauded for his IQ, his basketball IQ, you know, from high school. He was basically a four-star prospect in high school, top 30-ish, I think was the consensus. So it's not like he's an absolute nobody. And I actually expect him, you know, I don't know what he'll do this, his first year. Like, he might surprise people in a positive way. We might not even see him. I don't know which way it goes. But I think in the long run, it could be a good pick.
He'll be the first guy off the bench.
Yeah. No, but Bill. So I saw, you know, you're not buying the whole positive experience here.
Well, I agree with Khalid and everybody that if you look at this through a historical lens, it's fascinating. You know, if you look at how far we've come from, you know, the NBA where blacks, you know, we just integrated the sport, you know, 1950. And had to go to quotas and, you know, couldn't get, you know, only three of us could play at the same time and all that. And trying to fight to get black coaches. And you go from that to 2024, when one of the most powerful people in sports is LeBron James, who's really maneuvering not just this, but he's established an empire, an agency empire and all that. From that point is quite fascinating. And as you say, laudatory. I mean, great that you can manipulate the system to that. What I don't buy, and I guess, is whether you look at the real world, just because, you know, we have children, your kid does something wrong, and you come in and you say, why'd you do that? I say, well, because everybody else is doing it. You know, that's instant punishment. You don't do it because everybody else is doing it. So I get it, nepotism and all that. And you basically say, well, hell, everybody does it, so I'm going to do it too. You know, I don't like white dictators. I don't like black dictators, right, but I appreciate the whole power dynamic, you know? So I just think that, you know, sort of my responsibility as, you know, as somebody in my seventh decade of living, you just can't automatically just fall into the shit and just say, yeah, you're so, I think you got to analyze it. Not right, saying right. It's right or wrong, but I ain't going to be the first one to parade and, I know a lot of people are afraid to say shit because he is that powerful and you don't want to piss him off, you know.
He unfollowed Kendrick Perkins, baby.
He did?
Yeah.
What'd you say about Kendrick?
I said he unfollowed Kendrick Perkins like 2 weeks ago for something he said.
I think at some point you just have to follow the truth where it leads. Good for Bronny. You know, and like you said, man, I mean, all of us with children, you know, you want to do the best you can for the children, put them in a position to succeed. And at the end of the day, they've got to do it. Now, some people make the argument that nepotism is antithetic to quality, which is why, you know, that doesn't necessarily always mean that you have the best product because, you know, and you mentioned the guy before. POTUS 45, you know,
right?
Putting all his, you know, that's case.
Terrible product right there. Terrible product.
Yeah, case in point. But no, I think that if you want to look at the glass half full, it's kind of, I thought about the other day, it's kind of like, you know, somebody, you know, for the daughter's sweet 16, you're going to buy off the Empire State Building. You know, you're going to reserve the Empire State Building or if it's a winner, you know, buy Lincoln Center so you could have, everybody can't do that, but if you can do it, you know, you right. Show up today, how come you can't be at the Plaza today? Well, because it's been bought out for a special event, you know? Right. So you're right, Khalid. I mean, you know, and you know, your dad was a master politician. Right. So you understand how this works, you know?
It's called leverage. You use your leverage for your people.
Yeah. Right. Well, for your son, not for your
people. For your son. Absolutely. For your son.
But the leverage piece is key because also think about it, right? He's drafted by the Lakers 55, but also they use their leverage to make sure no one else drafted him, right? So, you know, in the second round, because I think, you know, who knows, maybe other teams, would we be saying the same thing exactly if another team took him earlier in the second round or something like that? Because remember, they got to a point where they basically said, we want him to go to the Lakers. Rich Paul told no one else to touch him. So it's not, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure that, you know, he wouldn't have been drafted, period. And it's just that the Lakers are giving him some charity, you know, he's a charity case. I think if Rich Paul didn't use his leverage, he might have went to someone else.
He might have.
Would that change? Would you feel the same way if you went somewhere else?
I just think it's it would hurt the narrative. Like, I think the narrative was already set in stone that, you know, he was going to play with LeBron. I think these are the twilight years of LeBron's, you know, career, obviously, and this is how he wanted to go.
So it's manufactured, in other words.
It's definitely manufactured. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So, you know, that, and I think this whole conversation really is about, you know, you look at this power concrete mountain in front of you, and you just say, screw it. If I can't fight it, then I just join it, because what can you do? You know, we're outflanked, we're outnumbered, you know, but it is manufactured. And then, you know, he's going to make the team. Then everybody's going to be in LA for the first game, because everybody wants to see him throw the lob.
Will he get playing time that first game?
Oh, come on. Really? What do you think, Lee? Is he going to get
kicked? I think if we're talking about regular season game.
Yeah, I'm talking about
game one
of the NBA season. Does he get a minute?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Well, okay.
I don't think so. Because I'm back in my basketball mind,
right,
and I just don't see how that works.
Right.
Like, because now you're really going to ruffle feathers, because, you know, you're dealing with veterans that are on contracts and have been in the league, so you're just going to skip.
What are they going to do? You said ruffle the feathers. What are they going to do? If this guy can manipulate the draft, you're going to say something about it? You better shut up.
I just don't see how that one will work out with a new head coach and J.J. Redick. I think that's a recipe for disaster.
You don't think hiring him was a recipe for disaster?
That's a different subject. that's a whole different subject. Y'all brought me on here for Bronny. now Bill wants to pivot.
Right.
What is it? The switching, what do you call it? The switching bait?
Yeah, bait and switch.
Oh, brother.
But it's really the one of the things too is this, it seems like it's been all LeBron, right? Because when you add, even today, they're asking Bronny about, you know, playing with your father, was this always what you wanted to do? And he seemed genuine when he was like, you know, I never was really worried about that. And it makes sense, right? What 20-year-old kid really wants to be around their father all the time? You know what I'm saying? Probably not that many.
Are you kidding me? You really think that never crossed his mind?
No, he probably knew.
The last 5 years,
right? But do you think that's his dream?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, what's the? You have kids. When does your kid's dream? When does your dream become your kid's dream? You know,
The NBA maybe, but to be like, maybe he wanted to be able to prove himself. You know, I would assume he probably believes in his ability.
Well, you know? Yeah, I'm sure.
So maybe he wants, you know, at some point he's going to want to have, he's going to separate himself from, like, you don't always want to be known. I mean, he's never going to get away from it, but deep down, I'm sure he doesn't want to always be known as LeBron's kid. And the only reason he made the NBA is because of his father. Like, nobody wants that.
Well, we'll see. You know, I kind of thought about Shedeur Sanders,
right?
Because it's a little different, but, you know, Shedeur, nobody's questioning Shedeur's right to be drafted. I mean, you know, I mean, he may be one of the top five because he's paid, you know, he's got a body of work.
Right.
You know, he's kind of proved it. So no matter what locker room he walks into, they may say, I don't know what they could say, but they're not going to say anything about his talent because we've seen you prove it. You know, and I know it's a different sport and all that kind of stuff.
And so far, let's see where, you know, what the deal is when the draft comes next year. You know, what if he gets killed this year? You know.
Well, but you know, if he does, he does. I mean, there's nothing Deion's going to say that's going to change that. You know, but again, it's a different animal. So I guess, you know, at the end of the day, man, I just think the great thing about sports, but particularly the blood sports like football, basketball, is pretty much your daddy could only do so much. You know, I mean, you know, although now this takes it to another level. Your daddy, depending on who your daddy is, can't get him drafted, you know.
Right.
But, you know, so, So I don't know. For our vantage point, it's going to be fascinating just to see how this plays out. You know, Summer League. I'm sure the first Summer League game, I think, is July 12th. I'm sure it's going to be like sold out.
Yep. No question.
Yeah.
No question.
And remember, speaking of sold out, let's not forget that this is a business, and this is about, and this is about generating revenue. And this does not hurt the Lakers at all.
Not at all.
Now, his jersey sales, and it's probably going through the roof as we speak.
Yeah, no, it is. So let me ask you that. Speaking of pivoting, that kind of brings us a little to Caitlin Clark. It's kind of the same thing. I was listening to some people on NBA radio, and they were saying that Caitlin Clark did not belong on the All-Star team, on the Olympic team, because she didn't earn it. But then they argue, turn right around and say, well, but Bronny should be the draft pick. As a way, you can't have both ways. You know,
That's true.
You can't have it both ways. So what do you thought? Because you are in the youth space and you're familiar with the growth of women's basketball. What do you think of the Caitlin Clark phenomenon?
Well, number one, she captivated people with her play. Like, let's just be honest. She's a very good, like, in college, she was a sensation.
Right.
And coming into the NBA, she has eyes on the league. Like, I don't think anybody can deny that.
Right.
But I also know that Angel Reese, you know, brings a lot of eyes to the space. Pardon me. Space of, this is my.
It's all good.
All good.
Okay. Yeah, Angel Reese brings, you know, a lot of eyeballs to the space of college basketball. In fact, you know, that game when she did the hand, you know, I think that really locked a lot of people in, because they were looking for, you know, in sports, you're looking for storylines, you're looking for rivalries.
Right.
And, you know, I think this is what you have coming into the WNBA. You have two fresh faces. Caitlin Clark is a dynamic player. She shoots the hell out of ball. And Andrew Reese is a double-double machine. So, you know, that's a perfect fit. One is from a sister from Baltimore, and Caitlin is where she's from middle of America. So you have that. So you have that dynamic. So these are just things that play over and over in America, and people use it to make money. And I take nothing from her talent at all.
Yeah. No, she definitely can play. I was thinking, it's kind of like Bird Magic. If somebody, a shrewd marketer, could have them do a commercial together.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that would be great. Like,
oh yeah,
it would be great. And, you know, and if they're smart, they both would be willing to do it.
Of course.
And I love the way Angel Reese has really, like, she's been unfazed by it all. She's producing at a high level, and she's almost changed the conversation, because the first month or so of the season, it was all Caitlin Clark. And even when this Olympic thing narrative started, it was all about, oh, we need Caitlin Clark, should be on a team, and, you know, this is ridiculous and all this stuff. And now I hear people say, even people who were killing Angel Reese before, but now that Angel Reese has about, you know, broke the record for double doubles to, you know, in the WNBA, consecutive double doubles period, not just a rookie, right? Now all of a sudden I hear people say, oh, they both should be on there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. Exactly. They moved the goalposts, right.
Right, which was that's fine with me, because really, personally, I wouldn't have had a problem with them with her being on the team in the first place. But I'm also not gonna fight for her to be on the team when really, come on, she hasn't proven anywhere near what all the rest of the women have. But I heard Klay Thompson's father make a good point, because he was saying that they both should be on the All-Star on the Olympic team. And he talked about the dream team when they had Bird and Magic, and Bird was, you know, he was the very end of his career. He had back problems, and Magic wasn't even in the league.
Right.
And they put those two on the team for marketing purposes, or for so people, you know, to make it a spectacle.
And remember,
maybe the WNBA should have done that.
Yeah, remember, they put Leitner on the team and left Shaq off.
Yeah, you know? But Leitner was the better college player. I have to you have to keep it real. Like yeah, he was the more accomplished. I don't say better, but he was the more accomplished.
More accolades.
Yeah, he was like won two straight championships. He had player of the year. You know?
Wait a minute. Would you put if Shaq was Shaq? Shaq's always been Shaq. If you had the choice,
I'm putting Shaq on the team.
No, Shaq. I mean, Shaq went number one in the draft. There's no question.
But to me, I mean, this is a whole nother topic. But I'm putting Kyrie on the team on the men's team. He shouldn't have been let off. So
right. Yeah, no, particularly coming out of college. Right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Speaking of Kyrie, we're just kind of rolling around the NBA playoffs. I wanted to start focusing on Jaylen Brown because I've always been fascinated by Jaylen Brown because, you know, my theory is that brothers in the NBA just seems like post George Floyd, everybody seems to be really happy. Everybody, I don't know what happened. Everybody seems really content. You know, maybe the money has gotten so. But everybody's really committed. But Jaylen Brown is a guy who kind of speaks his mind. You know, he doesn't laugh at shit that ain't funny, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought that he's a significant guy to be kind of like the face, you know. And so I was happy, you know, how he performed during – I was in Indianapolis when he got named the most valuable player of the Eastern Conference thing. And – when he came in for the post-game interview, somebody said, Jaylen, you seem like you were really surprised. He said, I was surprised because I don't win shit, you know.
Yeah, and I heard that quote.
Yeah, it's so honest. And I, frankly, when he won the MVP, I was a little surprised of the finals because Jason Tatum had that great game. I said, kind of sunk, you know. Right. But I'm just curious, man. What do you think of the finals? What do you think of Jaylen Brown? The debate between him and Tatum, and you know,
I mean, the finals, it was a dud for me. I wanted to be more competitive. I would have hoped that it would have went maybe 6-7 games. That was my hope, but it didn't happen. I'm definitely happy for Jaylen Brown. I've known about the kid since he was in eighth grade. My boy General, shout out to my brother General. He told me about him. General was in a heavy AAU guy in Atlanta, and Jaylen Brown came up under him. So I've known about Jaylen Brown for years. I scouted him when he was at California and playing for California. And I'm also been a fan of his for what he's, you know, done and what he stood for off the court, more importantly. Because you're right, Bill, a lot of our athletes, they're caught up in this matrix where they don't really want to address some of the things that are right in front of us and that that really give some troubling times to our people. So, you know, he's been one to stand up and, you know, use his platform for our people. And I appreciate him for that, just like I appreciate Kyrie and other brothers in the league and the sisters in the WNBA that do the same thing.
Let me ask you, you brought up Kyrie. What was your take or opinion on the season he had? Like, you know, people had left him for dead. He comes back. He comes on the court and off the court, really. Like a kind of, you know, he kind of
himself. It looked like Kyrie was just zoned out from the beginning to the end. I think, again, he's another brother that doesn't get the credit that he deserves for what he does for people off the court. They like to malign him for, you know, some statements he made that you know, he walked back and other things. But Kyrie has one thing that's been consistent about Kyrie. He's been great on the court when he's on that court. And he's also been great in the community. So more of our people need to celebrate, you know, our athletes in that way, because we know they're not going to be celebrated, you know, in mainstream media in the way that we should take the mantle and celebrate. I think when he played against Boston at Boston, Kyrie had trouble. There's no way we can deny that. I think he was in his own head and he let them get in his head. And that was shocking to me, because I thought at least one of those games we were going to see a vintage performance of Kyrie, and we never got it.
Right.
Yeah. I can see. I mean, imagine it's very difficult. You know, it's very difficult to be in a hostile spot like ball. And it's not like football, you know, where you can't really hear what people are saying.
Right.
You're there, and people are out in the front row talking about enough. And one guy came up with a picture of Kyrie like in a clown outfit.
You know. I saw that.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore that.
Right, you know? Right.
You know, but it would have been nice if he did. Hey, man, before we wind down, you talk about the community. What's sort of your latest projects? Now, you really are heavily entrenched in the youth.
Yeah, I mean,
in Brooklyn. What are you doing?
So I serve as the director of grassroots programming at Overtime Elite. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'm in the basketball industry to advocate for our young men that are in the building. I help to, you know, get them into certain elite camps and, you know, certain tournaments. And, you know, I talk to, you know, a lot of McDonald's voters to help them help if our kids have a shot to become McDonald's All-Americans. But in the space, I'm always also a coach. I'm always also going to be a Jegna/mentor that, you know, puts their arms around these young men and tries to come at them from a holistic perspective when it comes to dealing with basketball and life at the same time. So Overtime offers me that space to do that, and I appreciate it.
Describe, you know, what Overtime Elite is, because I'm even people who have heard of it don't quite know.
Yes. So Overtime Elite was started by our parent company, Overtime, which is a social media sports company. But Overtime Elite is an academy, and it's an academy built similar to the European style of academies, sports schools that exist over there. So we house probably like 33 young men in a dorm They play in a league. All the 33 kids in the building play on separate teams. So we have three teams in the building: City Reapers, Cold Hearts, and RWE, and we have five affiliate teams. But the most important thing that's done in that building is the player development, which is happening on the first floor, where, you know, kids get, they have a chef, they have a full-time nutritionist, they have a sister named Dr. Joyce, who's a sports psychologist full-time. So there's experts in every phase of the sports world that come together and use their resources to help these kids become better men and better players. In the last 2 years, Overtime Elite has produced four players that got drafted in the lottery, and specifically in the top 10 of the lottery. This year was Alex Saar, who was number two, and Rob Dillingham was at Overtime Elite, and he went number eight. So the track record now speaks for itself, and the player development portion of it is very advanced. We have an analytical department, so we look at, you know, how kids are shooting the ball and why they're missing the ball, and we use what's called a NOAA system to, you know, put those things in quantify the reality. So, you know, it's a unique space. It's like it's for the elite player. And, you know, I'm blessed to be there. I work with a brother named Aki Collins, who's the director of recruiting and retention. His last stop was Penn State, but he's worked at Memphis, Marquette. He was in the league with me when I was at the Nets. He was at Oklahoma City Thunder. So there's a lot of expertise in the building that really, you know, helps these kids with financial literacy, media training, and the above.
Where do they live? Where are they housed?
So they're housed in a dorm that we share with Georgia Tech, which is literally, the dorm is probably a 2 minute drive and 5 minute walk from the building. And everything else is in the building, meaning the academic department, the social media department, the basketball, the arena. We have three courts. One is an arena, and two are practice courts on the first floor.
And then how do you put teams together? I know you guys recruit. So you see an elite talent in high school, and you try to recruit him to Overtime Elite. Is that how it works?
Yes. So, you know, we get calls all the time about, you know, kids that want, from AAU coaches that, or parents that are interested in our program. We do actively recruit, you know, on the AAU scene. I'm about to go next week. I'm going to Rock Hill, South Carolina, to the Adidas circuit, and I'll be at the Peach Jam in Augusta, Georgia. So, you know, recruiting is a full-time job. It's fluid. And, you know, we just try to bring the right people in. It's not really about always the top talent. It's really about the top character. We bet on your character. If you're a top talent and you have character, then that's a successful formula for us.
So once a kid gets into, once you recruit him, then what happens? What is it like? That's the equivalent of college. I mean, what happens once he's successfully recruited?
Yeah. So once he's in the building, we will, you know, we'll sign him to, we have a draft. We have three teams in the building, and we try to make sure guys are on the right team, and, you know, it's the right fit for each player. But the main thing that people don't understand is, like, once you're in that building, we want you to have access to all the resources. The kids are lifting weights five times a week. And there's really, it's not freestyle. So it's really planned behavior that goes on in the weight room, planned workouts when it comes to your shooting, whatever your strength is. Like, Jamal might have a different strength than you, Bill. So we will cater to and set up the menu of what each kid needs to do separately.
Oh, okay.
And are the kids paid?
No, so we offer NIL deals.
Okay.
Yeah, we offer NIL deals. Well, our overtime company, parent company, offers deals.
So they won't then go to college then?
No, yeah, well, they absolutely can go to college.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they absolutely can go to college because now, you know, in Atlanta is one of the states that you can offer NIL deals to high school kids, and they can go to college. Last year we sent a kid to Arkansas. We have a couple of kids that are at Georgia Tech right now. We have somebody we just sent to University of Georgia, Ole Miss, Mississippi. So yeah, absolutely, 100%. They can still qualify to go to college.
But then you had the Thompson twins the previous year, who both went in the lottery, and they did not go to college. So they have a prep division also, like a 19-year-old division.
So that was we had a pro model at the time.
Okay.
And now we don't have a pro model anymore. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Our model is strictly high school kids. We do offer what we call a draft eligible year, which is like a pro post grad. It's kind of what you're talking about, Jamal, where a kid can stay for his fifth year and have the option to either go to college or go to the pros based on, you know, what evaluation accounts he gets back from NBA teams.
Hmm. You all try to recruit Bronny?
I wasn't here for that, if they did.
That's funny. Yeah, well, that's great, though, man. That's really, really, really great. I guess last question we'll let you out. Is there hope? I mean, you've been dealing with young kids for a long time.
Right.
Are kids still kids? Have kids wised up? I mean, what have you seen in the last 10, 15 years that you've been working with young people?
I've probably seen all types of kids. Like, so to answer your question, like, there's no cookie cutter approach with these kids. Like there's some, I get on the phone with, I can get on a Google Meet recruiting meeting, and some kids are there not saying one word. And then you have some kids that are so articulate and are so well-informed that they're asking the right questions. So, you know, it really comes down to who the kids have around them. And to parenting, parenting matters. And, you know, you can see the reflection of a kid in their parent. So mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, if a kid is asking questions, we kind of get a feel where that's coming from. Or if a kid does not know what the hell he's talking about, we also get a feel. So, and some of the parents are, you know, over the top, and some of the parents are very rational. So,
like they've always been.
Right. Like they always been.
Right. Well, this is great, man. Well, Khalid, thanks so much, man, for lending us your perspective about Bronny. Yes, but you kind of tiptoed around.
I did a little tiptoeing, but you know, I know better too.
you don't have a prediction on what's gonna happen with Bronny, at least for What do you first couple of years? Obviously, nobody can tell the future.
He'll get on the floor probably in his first year, probably towards the end of the year. I think I'm not sure if they gave him a two-way contract or
no. He got a fully guaranteed. Fully guaranteed. Right. That's another thing I want to bring up. He got that. He had some leverage. That's that leverage right there.
That's that leverage. He got a fully guaranteed as a second-round pick. So
right.
that tells you everything you need to know. He will be on that floor this year.
Yeah, very interesting. Like I said, you know. There's black dictators and white dictators. You know, it was all good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Khalid, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Really thank you for having me.
Well, and yeah, man, we'll have you on some more. Particularly, we may even have you on during the summer league.
Let's do it.
It's coming up soon.
Yep.
All right,
brother.
Hey, thanks so much, man. You're the best.
All right.
All right, man. So there you have it. A bird's eye view.
Yep, for sure. That was good stuff. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with Bronny. What do you see some trouble ahead? Like he'll get on the floor before he should.
I have no idea, man. Right. You know these stories. They take all these unbelievable twists and turns. But somebody else, I mean, LeBron is developing an empire. He may become a team owner.
Right.
And he may be like Jerry Jones. He may become a team owner. He's going to bring, his kids and, people he knows, just like with Maverick, his kids. Bronny could end up, and his son and daughter, I think, will all end up as part of this empire that he's building, which right. I think is commendable. I mean, you can't really squawk about that. So, Bronny may play 1 or 2 years. He may play 2 years. Just, this is understanding how the business works from ground up and also have a bona fide. Yeah, well, I played for a couple of years, but then he developed, he could be the president of the team or something like that,
I was saying, I mean, it's hard to, you can't predict it, especially, with young kids. I mean, even trying to guess what he'll do next year is tough because from 19 to 20, I've seen rapid improvement that you would never expect. It's like all these guys who go lottery. Can I see them making an impact next year in the NBA? Not really, but a kid could get so much better in the span of a year, especially when they're in the NBA environment playing against other great players. So, who knows? I think he has a chance. My thing was, I always wanted to see him stay. I wanted to see him stay in college a year or two more and create a name for himself because I thought he had potential to do that. But hey, he's not the first guy to move on to the pros earlier than most people, thought he should. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. And also, given the physical, the health issues and all that, we have a finite amount of time. We don't want to spend another year in college. Let's spend that year here.
Right.
Let's just speed it up. So, it's all good. I wish him well. I want everybody to do well.
Right.
And his dad's going to guarantee it. He's going to do well at some level, either on the court, in the front office, whatever, And Bronny seems to be a kid who, is earnest and really wants to work. So I think he'll be fine, All right, man. Well, I guess the next big thing will be Summer League. Trying to focus on, I'm headed to the Olympics later on. So I want to, kind of focus on that. LeBron will be over there. I wonder if Bronny will be over there. Or will
probably.
He be?
I'm sure LeBron will bring the family with him.
I guess he could work out with the Olympic team.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. That sounds like what's going to happen. And then, and in Vegas, you got the Summer League team, but then you have the Olympic practices are in Vegas. And they have a couple exhibition games, I think, with Canada.
Yeah.
So Vegas is going to be pretty busy in the next couple of weeks before that.
Yeah, July 12th, circle it. The Lakers' first Summer League game.
Yep. And it's always like, remember when Lonzo Ball was playing in Summer League and then Zion? I mean, this is what, the NBA keeps rolling, man. They keep making money. And you're right. I mean, it's true. It's a business, and Bronny is not going to hurt business.
No, not at all. He's already been good for business. We're still talking about it, like damn near 2 weeks later. Yep. So it's all good. It's good for everybody. Everybody goes to the beach. All right, man. Well, listen, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Of course, listen wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on all of the podcast hubs. Follow us on social media at BrosPod on Twitter and Instagram. We're Bill Roden on Sports on Facebook, and we're also on YouTube. So check us out. And of course, we're brought to you by Bet Online. So get out there, put that bet on Bronny being the Rookie of the Year. Long odds.
That's right. Hey man, if you hit it, you hit it big.
That's a big. That'd be big time right there.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. In light of everything that's happening in the Supreme Court and everyone, pray as you never prayed. Pray as you never prayed before.
I'm wondering, speaking of that, I'm wondering if the remember last election, the NBA played a huge part in getting people out to vote. Do you think that happens?
I hope so. I hope Jaylen Brown and everybody goes into overdrive, you know, because, man, whew. Pray everybody.
Did you see the debate?
No, I refuse.
Good for you.
I did not want to go down that rabbit hole. Good for you.
I wish I didn't see it too.
No, brother, I did not want to see that. I'm voting for the office of the presidency.
Yes, no question.
I ain't voting for the person.
Yeah, I'm voting
against one person, but I'm voting for the office.
Me too.
Pretty very smart people, you know,
around
that will keep this ship rolling in the right direction.
Right, so, and send the right people to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. So people get hung up over the performance. You ain't looking at the performance. You're looking at the office. This is much larger than that.
Right.
So with that, pray everybody.
Pray. Good time.
All right, Jamal. See you next week.
See you next week.
All right. God bless.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.